Blog Talk Radio.
Fit for Life Radio. Our show is dedicated to making it easier for you to reach your weight loss goals. We feature guests who are here to share their experience, knowledge, and a little inspiration. Let's join our host, Carol Dunlap, in the studio now.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today for the Fit for Life Radio show. I'm your host, Carol Dunlap. Sorry, I'm distracted because I'm trying to turn my phone down. And you know how those things do. They don't want to do what you want them to do. It's so crazy. But anyway, I'll just put that on the side. If you hear something ringing in the background, just know I'll turn it off in a second. I swear, these electronic things sometimes, geez. But anyway, I'm very glad to be here with you, and I'm glad you're here with me. So I don't have a guest today. It's just me. We haven't done that for a long time. I was thinking, you know, I needed to get back to not having some guests for a minute, because sometimes, you know, you're just like going, and you have all these guests, you have all these things going on, and you don't necessarily get to put out there what you want to put out there. Of course, I enjoy bringing the guests to you and that information, but sometimes I just miss talking to you guys, you know. We've grown up a lot. You know, it's been like 6 years. Wow. Do you believe that? 6 years we've been online together, and we've gone through a lot, you know, all kinds of things, all kind of scares and crazy stuff. And, you know, some aha moments and some great things have been happening. So I am, you know, just kind of reflective this moment, I guess, because I'm trying to be ticked off at that phone for not doing what I wanted to do. So this is February, almost my birthday, the birthday girl this month, all month long, baby. I am celebrating. I love it. I'll be 53 on February 6th. Isn't that totally awesome? I think so. And I want to let you guys know something. When I first got on the internet world, online and all that, it was always the big, oh, my God, your identity is going to get stolen. And, of course, that's a big threat right now. It could get stolen at any time, and you just kind of never know. But that was one of the things I always thought about. You know, I don't want to put out my real stuff and, you know, anybody know what's going on with me and all that good stuff. And then after a while, you kind of like, okay, well, they know. They know about me, you know, my cancer, my husband's stroke, all the things that are going on with my daughter and, you know, my grandkids and all that good stuff. So I'm like, okay. So I just want to let you know that if you see me sometimes online and it says another birthday other than February 6th, that's not really my birthday. That may be how I set up that account so that somebody can figure out stuff. But my birthday is February 6th, and I love February 6th. But, you know, you just try to be cautious. So I'll let you know. This is my real birthday. My real time. Happy birthday to me. Celebrating all month long because I'll be 53. I am so excited about that. And I hope you're excited about all the special days, because as you get older, the special days seem to kind of come few and far between for some doggone reason. When you're young and younger, and you know, you don't think a lot about what's going on and stuff, every day is an adventure. Every day something new is going on. You're like, oh my God. But as you get older, you start experiencing a lot of stuff. You remember a lot of stuff that went on. You're like, this ain't so special. Or, you know, it takes a lot more for things to be special than they used to be. Although when you go through some crazy health scares and, you know, things where you almost lose your life, you're like, I'm just glad for each and every day. So just some mind things I put out there sometimes. But my biggest question I want to ask you is, how is your New Year's resolution going? We're out of January. We've passed the Super Bowl. So we're out of the eating season, as I like to call it, which actually starts on October 31st with Halloween and goes all the way through Super Bowl. Because you know you've been eating. You've been eating a lot. You ate a lot of candy on Halloween. And then you got to November and we couldn't wait for Thanksgiving. You stuffed your face for Thanksgiving, and then, you know, it was just a blur of parties and gatherings and being social and giving and taking and all that good stuff through the holidays. So then you had all that time you were eating for Christmas, waiting for Christmas, then you had New Year's parties going on, and then you had the after New Year stuff, and then you had your resolution going on, and nobody really gets started on their resolution on January 2nd. For one, they're usually drunk off their butt, or have been out celebrating so much that you're tired. So, you know, they kind of put it off a little bit. It's like, oh, I'm going to start next week. I'll start on Monday. Monday I'm going to be there. So we went to the gym. My husband and I went to the gym on January 1st and January 2nd. There weren't too many people in there at all. And it's just now starting to get crowded because one thing I learned from a dear friend of mine who is also a colleague and a personal trainer, she said people really start to realize that they can't do it by themselves. Right around the 17th or so of January, then that's when they usually start looking for help and assistance. And we're kind of past that now, so either you've gotten assistance or you're still looking. So I am here today to talk about 7 things you can do to get back on track. Stop looking, because you can get back on track right now today with these 7 things that I'm going to tell you about. So before I tell you that, and I'll tell you a little bit more about this in the end, if you have not signed up for the Naked Truth webinar that we held last Wednesday and Saturday, we did an encore on Saturday, you've been missing out. So now if you go to 25poundsdown.com, you will see the program that we have. Remember, we launched this in October of last year, and we relaunched it, and we've gotten tremendous response from it. Everybody is really cluing in because this is the time you're thinking about fitness and wellness and all that. And we've gotten some people to sign up, and they're going along with the program. But I wanted to let you know that between today and tomorrow, don't hold me to it because, you know, I've got crazy stuff going on, new clients here and there, and, you know, trying to get them set up and all that. But I'm going to put the Naked Truth webinar recording up on the 25poundsdown.com page so you can at least get it. So if you're on the email list, if you're on my newsletter list, Fitness for Life newsletter list, you'll already know. Or if you signed up for it earlier, you'll already know when the encore is coming out. If not, there'll be an opportunity for you to sign up to view it. So look for it. Go to 25poundsdown.com. Of course, that tells you all about the program. But you still want to take advantage of the Naked Truth About Fitness webinar, because we bring out, you know, 5 simple things you can do to lose 4. Was it 5 things to lose 4 dress sizes in 6 weeks? So we actually added another point that would help you. So we talked about how the treadmill keeps you fat, but now we've added how dental hygiene can help you lose fat. Bet you didn't know that, did you? But Dr. Susan Stooks, my colleague in this program and good friend and client, gives us some revealing things about how your mouth health can lead to you not being able to lose weight and can help you burn more fat. So how about that? So go to 25poundsdown.com. You can see the program there. And, yes, sign up for the program, you know. But still, look for the webinar should be up there. I'm probably thinking tomorrow. With all I got going on today, I'm thinking it's going to be tomorrow that I'll have it up there so you can access it and actually see it. Please look through it. You can learn about things you can do. I'm all about giving free stuff, and I'm all about helping you. So, and I'm all about being a part of your life as your trainer, your health coach, your fitness coach, your wellness coach, and all that stuff. And really what happens with these programs is that I get to learn more about you, you get to learn more about me, and you get to learn more about what you need to do from day one to the end. Because you can take all the things that we teach you in this program, and you can use them forever and ever and ever and ever, just going back to them. So, you know, but I also like to give you free things because, I'm put on this earth. I feel that God put me on this earth to help you and to encourage you and to show you things you can do. So I don't mind giving you free stuff. I used to give a lot of stuff away free, and now all my information is still out there. If you go to my website and search the blog, you see all the good stuff that I've given away, and you can still have access to it. But, you know, I like to eat too, so I do have to sell some things. Because I'm not just in it to just, you know, I could give away everything in the world, but I do like to eat. I like to eat a lot, I want you to know. And I like to help support my husband and all good things, so I'm asking you to pay for certain things. So it's only fair, right? So just to let you know that. Okay, so now let's get to what we're talking about, the 7 things that you can do today to get you back on track with your diet and fitness. And stop worrying about that resolution that you have almost abandoned, because you're not going to abandon it. Not with me here, because I'm helping you. And one of the main things that I do for free, no charge, is this radio show where I bring you guests, information, experts, all that great stuff. And then I like to kind of connect with you too. So if you, I have one more free thing that I do. I almost forgot. If you go to my website, optimumbodysculpting.com, right on that front page, there's a health and wellness assessment that you can take absolutely free, and it will show you if you are at risk right now for any kind of diseases, health conditions, whatever. So hopefully you will score pretty good on it so that you can see where you are. If you don't, then you actually get a free consultation with me. You get to talk to me, no charge, and we can, you know, work out a plan together and see what's going on, see how I can help you get on track, okay? So let's talk about these seven things. Number one thing, number one on your list to get back on track is don't be hard on yourself. You know we're really fast at acknowledging our shortcomings, but much less at acknowledging our successes, and that is so true. We're always quick to tell people, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that. But when it comes to our successes, we kind of look around and like, me? Success? What are you talking about? It's very easy to beat yourself up when you fall off the wagon and never take time to celebrate all the great things that you've had happen so far. So don't be so hard on yourself. Just look at what you've accomplished, no matter how small it may look. Compared to where a lot of people are right now, you've already come a long way. And you know why? Because you've started doing something. Even if you were among the millions of people who said, I'm going to get healthy and fit this year, and you're going to start on January 2nd, and you did something, but you haven't kept up, at least that's something. A lot of people don't even acknowledge that they need help. Okay, number two, reset your system. The way to reset your system, if you're occasionally, you know, fasting, this is especially useful to help you get back on track with your diet. You can fast 24 to 36 hours, and it will literally reset your system and make it much easier to start eating again. Of course, if you fast and not eating anything, and then you start eating, you know, it's just a chance. And you can look at fasting as a way to kind of reset your brain, not just your body. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't suggest doing the harmful pattern of binging now and fasting later. I'm just saying that a short fast might be just what you need to get your body, give your body a chance to get back to a state of balance. Now, there's plenty of information out there about fasting. There's a book out there called The Raw Secret, so you can use that. Or, you know, you can do a biblical fast. You can do just about anything. Just Google fasting and look it up. And I do not suggest you fast for a long time. Like 24 to 36 hours is pretty cool. That's like 1 to 2 days, and 1.5 days or so, and 16 of those hours you're going to be asleep. So it's just bringing you back to the mindfulness that you need to get control. That's what it's helping you do, and it's helping you to get control of what you're eating, what you're putting into your body, what you're doing. And that was one of the things that I was really impressed with Dr. Stoops when we started the program, the 25 Pounds Out program, is her detox consisted of mind, body, and soul detoxing. It wasn't just, okay, we're going to detox with just this food. And mind you, there's no supplements, pills, or potions or anything like that. But she had things in there like, you know, you get up in the morning and do a yoga salutation or something like that, or you stop watching the TV for a minute or something. It's all about detoxing your mind, body, and soul. And this is what you can do with resetting yourself. So for 24 to 36 hours, one day, day and a half, go on a fast. Really think about why you're doing this whole thing. Because if you don't have the why, you're not going to be able to maintain it anyway. You won't know what's going on. You'll be like, I'm going to get fit and healthy for what? Don't know. And you just don't think about it. So it is good to reset your system. Okay, number three, list your benefits. When you have the time, take a moment to list all the reasons, and we're just talking about the why, you are committed to a healthy lifestyle. Why do it at all? Unless you know the why, you won't know the how. Any small difficulty would throw you off balance. So your homework assignment is to list 25 benefits or reasons for eating well and working out, however you define it at this point. And then put it in a place where you can see it. So 25 reasons why this is going to work for you. And let me give you a little hint. I can help you out with a couple of them. Let's see, get your blood pressure under control. If you don't have blood pressure issues, get your eating under control. Because everybody's got some out-of-control eating issues at some point. So what do? Do you just keep on letting it mount up, or do you take control of it? Okay, the fourth thing, is recommit. Commitment is very important. It just means that you're willing to do whatever it takes to get to where you want to go. After you've listed your benefits, take a moment to commit to your success. All it takes is to share your list with someone else, someone who can support you, ideally your success buddy, and tell them you commit to achieving those results. So I want you to think about who is going to be your best. It's not going to be the person who every time you go to them and say that I'm getting myself, you know, fit, I'm eating better, and they're like, oh, have a piece of cake, or you don't need to lose weight. You know, you look great. If you are on a mission to make yourself better, fitter, healthier, and more weller, then the people who are saying you don't need to do that because so-and-so, they don't need to be part of your success buddy system because they're not helping you. First of all, they don't think you need to do it. Now, I can only see that as a valid reason when you are on the verge of anorexia or bulimia, okay? Because if you're too skinny already, you can't think of losing weight. You need to be thinking of putting on some pounds and putting on some quality muscle, which will help you gain more. Not just weight, but look better. But if you are of a healthy mindset and you're 20, 30, even 5 or 10 pounds overweight, you're like, I need to lose weight, then do not mind what those people tell you, right? Because they're not on your side anyway. They're like, how are they going to help you? Because they don't even think you need to lose weight or get in shape or whatever. So you need to get to somebody who is going to support you in your goals, your healthy goals, not just your goals like, you know, lose 20 pounds and you only need to lose 10. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that you know that I'm all about healthiness, wellness, and being of a sound mind and body and thinking logically and reasonably, not crazy stuff. So make sure your success buddy system includes people who can listen to you, look at what you're trying to do, and give you honest opinions that will help you move in that direction, not that are going to the negative Nellies that are going to shoot down everything you're trying to do. Okay, number 5, give yourself a goal. In addition to writing your list of benefits, give yourself 1 to 3 short-term goals that you believe you can accomplish within the next 6 to 12 months. Maybe it is to release a certain amount of weight. Maybe it is to lower your body fat level down to a certain percentage. Or maybe it's to succeed doing so many push-ups in a row. So set a few realistic goals that are also a little challenging and keep your mind focused on them. Now, that goal thing is very important because if you have to lose 100 pounds, you may not be able to do it in this 1 year. Or you may be able to do it in this 1 year because I'm going to calculate it right now. So if we have 52 weeks in a year and you lose 2 pounds a week, so you could really realistically lose 104 pounds in 1 year in 12 months' time if you are very strict on what you're doing. Now, that means that you have to put some self-check management things in place. You got to measure what you're eating. You got to manage what you're eating. You got to manage your workouts because it's not going to be easy because a lot of people can't lose 100 pounds in 3 years. You know what I'm saying? So technically, realistically, you could lose 100 pounds inside of 12 months. You can certainly do it, 2 pounds a week. And that's a good way to look at it because all the experts, including myself, 2 pounds a week is great. A half to 2 pounds a week is normal. That's what you need to look at. Anything over that, it's not detrimental or anything, but if you're going to lose 10 pounds a week, I'd kind of look at that. But you have to have a goal. So look at the goal of 2 pounds a week. And then every week you go back and you see, what did I do this past week? How did the things that I was doing work in my favor to get me closer to my goal? Because every single thing you do either gets you closer to your goal or takes you further away from your goal. So what did you do to get closer to your goal this past week that helped you get closer to your goal? Or what did you do that took you further away from your goal so that you know that next week, oh, I can't do that, or I can't do as much of that, or I got to curtail this? So you got to, you know, it's a thing where you have to constantly keep on track of what's going on in your wellness and fitness life. You can't let it just, it can't be up to chance. You'll never lose weight. You'll never lose even 1 pound, or you lose 1 pound and put it back on. And you have to seriously look at it. Now, I also want to let you know that I know you guys know the Weight Loss and Wellness Summit was January 12th through the 16th. That was a huge success. So many people got help with that. So it is still available right now. As a matter of fact, if you go to loseweight2015.com, you can register and get the first presentation absolutely free. And, of course, if you want to sign up and get the rest of them, you can. It's only $97, and you get all 15 presentations, plus you get, and they're all videos, they're all video presentations, but you get, if you sign up and purchase the plan, you get actually the downloads, the video downloads, you get it in audio format, you get it in PDF format, and then you also get the Take Action Now workbook, which is actually valued at $97 because it goes beyond what all the presenters, the wonderful, awesome presenters I had, was what they were telling you in there, in the video, to do with their fabulous content that they presented. They were telling you, no, you need to do this. Maybe you want to put this in place. So they go a bit further and they challenge you. Like, they give you the questions that you need to ask yourself. What do I need to do now? Well, they tell you in that Take Action Now booklet and workbook, and that's what it's for. So go to loseweight2015.com if you are ready to get yourself in check, because there's a whole bunch of different ways to do it. I have 15 different ways that you can get yourself in check. It's all about stress. It's about natural ways to do it. We had Tamara Jackson on there. She got up to 265 pounds, and she was like, okay, that's it. And she shares her story of what she actually did to actually really, really and truly lose that weight. And the one thing that stood out so much for me was the first 30 days when she really said, okay, I'm going to lose this weight. She did everything that she thought she knew how to do. She was working out, she was eating right, and at the end of the 30 days, she lost 0 pounds. Zero. So listening to her tell that story is so relatable. So you'll definitely want to go over there and check that out. And that is loseweight2015.com. So if you miss a live summit, don't worry about it. You can access it right now, and you can get the first presentation for free. And if you sign up, you can get the rest of them. They're only $97. Come on, there's a wealth of information there. Over $2,000 worth of stuff that's there when you sign up. Okay, so now we're talking about giving yourself a goal. Number six, be prepared for the next breakdown. No matter how well you do in life, there will be another breakdown. I'm not saying that you necessarily fall off the wagon. Maybe it will just be a period of doubt and fear, or you'll find yourself in a situation where you're not sure how to maintain your diet. Prepare for success and envision different things that could potentially be challenging. What would you do in those moments? Take a moment to think about that and discuss it with your coach or someone who supports you. Okay, so by being prepared for the next breakdown, what are we talking about? Well, I'm basically talking about you've got everything prepared to go and work out. You've got your clothes together. You know, you brought all your food. You have your time schedule, your husband, significant other, life partner, whoever it is, your kids, they know. Mom is going, or dad, is going to the gym right after she gets off work on Mondays, every Monday. Don't even worry about it. Don't try to ask her anything. She's going to the gym. So this is the Monday that you're going. Well, this is actually Tuesday, but let's just say pretend that this is a Monday that you're going. You've been thinking about this all week, and your day went great, your boss wasn't on your back, or even if you work for yourself, your clients, they decided not to act up today, and everything was good, and so boom, 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 you go to the gym, and boom, something is not right. That class that you wanted to get to is canceled, or the machine that you wanted to get on is not working, or the area that you had your workout all planned for is not available. Or last minute, you know, your boss was doing so well, but last minute, 5 minutes before you're supposed to leave, he comes and puts all this crap in your queue. He's like, I need this before you go home, babe. So, boom, there is the breakdown waiting for you right there. Bam. What are you going to do? Well, you need to get to the next moment. Figure out what you're going to do. Are you going to do this stuff that your boss gave you? Maybe you can work out when you get home. Maybe, you know, you're just so frustrated right now, you can't work out tonight, but you will get up first thing in the morning and go to the gym instead. Or maybe when you get home, you'll put a tape on, or you have this great exercise plan that Carol Dunlop gave you, and you're willing to, and it was on her blog, and you're like, I'm going to go through that. You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared for running out the door, you're late, or, you know, your kid did something, and you just forgot all your food. You left it right there. You don't have food to eat. Oh, my God, what are you going to do? Well, there are fast food places around, there are restaurants around, and there are grocery stores. So you need to have your handy, this is an emergency list that I have prepared so I can go give you some food and I will not be starving. And, of course, you have stuff in your desk. You do have stuff in your desk, right, that are non-perishable items like protein bars, maybe a shake. You can shake up some peanuts and things like that that will not perish. Or maybe in the refrigerator you have some yogurt or something. So you can make do till you can get out of there and get you some food. So you have to think about these things. What's going to come up? Or maybe you're working out and you injure yourself some kind of way. Stub your toe, drop a weight on your finger, get your hand caught in something that it pinches it, and God, you're bleeding or it's hurting or you can't go on, or maybe you strain something or pull something or tweak something and you feel like, I'm not going to be able to work out. Oh, this is hurting. So you got to be prepared for these things, because I'm telling you, all these things have happened to me, my husband, everybody who works out, everybody who is fit, everybody who stays fit, everybody who competes in fitness events, everybody who has ever thought about being well in their life, something has happened to get you off your track. I know when I first started doing CrossFit, my coach, Shane Bonilla, we worked together one-on-one for a couple of months, and then all of a sudden he did something to his back. The man could not move. I mean, he was in there trying to teach me how to do certain things and trying to lead a class, and he was like, okay, you guys, you're going to have to do this because I can't do this. And it took him like 5 months, but he's back on track. He's lifting heavier than he was, but he still has to be mindful that his back is weak in certain areas, so he doesn't do certain things or he doesn't do it for long or whatever. But no matter what it is, something is going to get in the way when you least expect it, and you have to be prepared. Or you have to be prepared to think on the fly, how am I going to take care of this? Okay, and finally, number 7, even the best athletes in the world have their own coaches. How do you think that you will make it without one? A good coach will not only push you to get beyond where you want to go, but will also support you in the process and celebrate your successes with you. Without coaching and support, it will be more difficult to make your list of benefits come true. If you can afford it, having a personal health coach or a weight loss coach or fitness coach will make a tremendous difference for you. So now I've given you 7 things that you can do right now. You can, as soon as you get off this radio show listening, you can write them down, or maybe you've been writing them down as we went through. So to go back over this, don't be hard on yourself. Acknowledge, you have some shortcomings, but what were your successes, and be proud of that. Reset your system. Maybe you can do it. Number 2 is reset your system. Maybe you can do a short fast for 24 to 36 hours to kind of reset yourself and get yourself back on track. Number 3, list out all the benefits, 25 of them, I'm really going to make you work, that is the why. Why are you even doing this? Why are you committing to a healthy lifestyle? I want 25 reasons why you need to commit to a healthy lifestyle. Number 4, recommit. Find yourself a success buddy or a success buddy system. I definitely hope that Fit for Life Radio is part of that to help you keep going. Let me know. I'm telling you, send me an email. Let me know, why are you doing this and how can I help you to move forward? Number 5, give yourself a goal. How much weight do you want to lose? Remember, 2 pounds a week is a very good goal. How much weight do you want to lose? How long is it going to take you? Set some fitness goals also for yourself within this next 6 months that you want to get to. Maybe you can't even do a push-up. Maybe it's to do 3 push-ups in a row. Number 6, be prepared for the next breakdown, because I'm telling you, it will come. Number 7, which is the best one of all, get coaching and support. Get coaching from a coach who knows what they're talking about. Like me, I've been doing this for over 10 years, really longer if you consider that I was doing it for myself. But just in helping people, I've been doing it for a long time. So if you need anything at all, please go to my site, optimumbodysculpting.com, and let's talk about what we can do. But until then, I want you to go to 25poundsdown.com, look at the program. I'd love for you to sign up and be a part of this, because this is the program that is going to help you not only achieve your goals, but keep going with them afterwards. We're not going to leave you hanging, I promise you. Out in the cold, not knowing what to do, we're going to be there. We have an extra exclusive Facebook group that you can also join as part of the program, so you can definitely get help. And all your buddy support system is there. You have me, you have Dr. Susan Stoops, who is a certified holistic health coach and a dentist. So we are going to put you on top of your game. So we're not going to leave anything to chance. Go to 25poundsdown.com right now. Check out the program. Remember, I'll have the webinar up there probably tomorrow. And everyone, stay fit, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information on products and services offered on today's program, go to www.optimumbodysculpting.com and click on the fitness blog tab. We'll see you next time on Fit for Life Radio. Thanks again for listening.